AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The White House confirms President Trump will sign a $330 billion funding bill that would avoid another partial government shutdown. The administration says Trump will also take executive action to get the money he wants for his border wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warns the GOP that if Trump declares a national emergency at the border,
the precedent that the president is setting here is something that should be met with great unease and dismay by the Republicans. And of course, we will respond accordingly when we review our options.
The Senate votes this afternoon on the measure, then the House, before it's sent on to Trump for his signature. His demand for more than $5 billion in funding wall construction along the border with Mexico is what touched off the partial government shutdown that lasted a record 35 days. Amazon dismisses Queens as one of the company's crown jewels. Warren Levinson with more.
The stunning reversal came after Amazon conducted a year-long search for a second headquarters and decided to split the new facility between Virginia and Long Island City across the East River from Manhattan. But New York politicians pushed back after the deal was announced, saying the city was giving away too much and reduced taxes, which they contended the online retail behemoth was well able to pay. Amazon, which had planned to put 25,000 workers in the Queens campus, says it will not look for a substitute, but instead will expand its new offices in Arlington, Virginia, and Nashville, Tennessee. Warren Levinson, New York.
Retailers, including Amazon, limped to the end of the holiday shopping season in December. Sales tumbled 1.2% for the month, an unpleasant surprise for analysts like Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
This is one of the worst-looking retail sales figures that I can ever remember, and it turns out it is the biggest drop since September of 2009.
Non-store retailers, which include mail order and e-commerce vendors like Amazon, saw sales fall 3.9%. This is AP Radio News. Former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, in an upcoming interview with CBS 60 Minutes, says he was worried an investigation he started into President Trump's possible ties to Russia would be shut down after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace.
McCabe was fired from the FBI last year after the Justice Department Inspector General concluded he had lied. He says he was fired as part of President Trump's war on the FBI. Former deputy director has a book coming out next week. Research vessel has found the USS Hornet, an aircraft carrier sunk in World War II. The wreck more than 17,000 feet down in the bottom Pacific near the Solomon Islands. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.